Chapter 31. A few days had passed since LP had spoken with Atman about the glitch. He was almost starting to wonder if Atman had forgotten about their little research project when his phone lit up. "Hey, LP," Atman said. "I'm still digging into your project and I've got a few ideas about some routes we can explore. Are you able to come by my place later this afternoon?"
"Sure, but what's it all about?" LP asked.
"I think you're ready to explore music on a deeper level, in a way that will help you help yourself in the process," Atman said enigmatically.
"Okay, sure," was all LP could say, not sure what to feel about the offer.
A few hours later, LP arrived at Atman's house. He lived in the near suburbs of Toronto, and LP was expecting something that screamed hippie conscientious objector, but he was miles off. Atman's modest home was a delightful cottage-style, single-floor building with a stone exterior, situated in a quiet neighborhood. However, when Atman greeted him at the door and ushered him inside, LP felt like he had entered a completely different world. The interior redefined minimalist. There was very little clutter and only a few obvious utilitarian features that LP could discern, like a kitchen, bathroom, and chairs in the living room. The only features seemed to be soundproofing panels made of fabrics that looked like wire mesh was running through them. "Grab a seat," Atman said, pointing towards a pair of lounge chairs. He waited patiently for a few moments while LP made himself comfortable. "I don't know if you were aware of this, but I'm also a registered music therapist. I went down this route to help me with a few addictions that I struggled with a few decades ago. At a couple of points, alcoholism and drugs nearly took my life. I see it happening with you." "I want to help," Atman said succinctly. LP just sat, stunned by the idea that Atman was so intuitive about his mental health. Atman continued speaking. It seemed like his voice was getting calmer, more melodic. "I see a lot of potential in you, but your ideas and approaches are being clouded by external factors that control who you are. Voiding them from your system and clarifying your needs will help you identify who you are meant to be." LP was touched by the sudden show of empathy from Atman. "I don't know what to say besides," he stammered awkwardly. "The fact that I'm a little stunned by the whole situation." He didn't want to sound defensive, but apparently he had. His comment made Atman lean back a little, and his face shifted slightly to show he was being very thoughtful about his next words. "I first learned about what's called personal imagery in music, or PIM, from some friends who came to visit me in the 1970s. They had taken the whole piece, love, dope thing to another level, and made a lot of discoveries about themselves, but also about music and its rhythms. Everything from our heartbeats to the noise we hear on the streets or in the forests and how it influences all of us. Of course, music therapy is an evolving science and practice, but it has shown great promise in helping people cope better with life. Their well-being can be improved simply by putting on a song that they're familiar with. Music and the memories created by it or around it tend to reinforce memories, some precious, some not so much," Atman continued, lulling LP into a very calm state. "Think about all of the great moments in your life, good or bad, and remind yourself how many of these events had some kind of musical moment attached to them." LP found himself being pulled along with the conversation, although he was not sure where it was headed. "Sure," he said, "like your first slow dance or a wedding tune. Driving to work being your own one-person band singing along to McCartney's Bluebird and air playing like no one is watching. And who can ever forget that moment at funerals when the bagpipes start playing Amazing Grace? These are the musical moments that create a soundtrack to your life," he continued. "Although I would much rather prefer Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult when I'm defeated in the great boss battle against time."
"Exactly," Atman said assertively, trying to reinforce how LP had nailed it. "Did you know that Nikola Tesla himself stated that movement is everywhere? He said, if you wish to understand the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." LP had no idea where this was going. "The reality that we experience every day is a function of our vibrations, Atman went on. It's been proven that all organisms use vibrations as a form of communication, which tells them if they're in a bad or good place. Humans can do this too, but we've lost our connection with our own vibration. If you want me to help you try and figure out what this glitch is all about, I need you to help yourself first and consider engaging in some PIM with me, Atman said, speaking slowly and cautiously now. LP nodded. And you need my consent, and this has absolutely nothing to do with school, correct? Exactly, Atman confirmed, nodding his head. It's been a long time since I've seen someone with your intuition and talents. And I know you won't be able to get where you're going when you keep digging potholes in your path that trip you up. Man, this is some weird-ass hippie shit, but I'm going to go along with it, LP thought to himself. I need to be clear that we're not doing this as a student-to-teacher kind of relationship. I'm officially retired now, but this doesn't get disclosed, agreed? Atman asked quietly. 100%, LP confirmed. Great. Let's get started. I've made you some tea. Don't worry. There's nothing in it besides a basic herbal concoction that will calm you a little, he said, smiling warmly and indicating a cup on the table beside LP. I'm going to start by giving you a little background info, and then I'll walk you through exactly what will take place today, all right? Definitely, I trust you, said LP. For the first time in a very long time, he understood the truth of that statement. He reached for the cup and took a sip of the tea. Not bad. What happens with personal image therapy, Atman began, is I use some music and calm surroundings to induce a kind of a dream state. You're encouraged to talk about images you see or think about while you're in your state. Ideally, images from your subconscious materialize, and then we talk about them afterwards. It's similar to Jungian dream interpretation, where archetypes might surface or reveal themselves. They might act as guides to understanding any trauma you've experienced that influences your choices in life. PM originally started with the use of psychedelics, but practitioners today rely only on music and the environment. At the end of the process, you discuss the images, and I try to help you interpret them. Let me explain a bit about vibration, he went on. Vibrations are a part of everything, including our own bodies. They get thrown off by external influences, even when you're not thinking about it. At a cellular level, it's all about behavior. In extreme cases of bad vibrations, diseases appear, caused by trauma, toxins, or even our own thoughts. Ultimately, it's about understanding your body's frequency and controlling that resonance. With this control comes harmony and health. Brian Wilson understood all of this when he recorded Good Vibrations for the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Each song I'm about to play for you has certain frequencies embedded in it, most of which actually can't be heard, but they'll help to guide you to a calm state. LP was already finding himself extremely calm and relaxed as Atman pressed a button on a Bluetooth speaker and played the first piece. It wasn't really a song so much as an array of low humming noises that varied only slightly. He closed his eyes and heard Atman's voice guiding him along. Picture the first time that you overdid it with alcohol or drugs, he intoned. Think about the situation and what it meant to you. LP responded slowly, eyes closed. I'm with friends. We're watching The Terminator. A friend passes a bong over to me and shows me how to use it. I inhale deeply, LP breathed in, simulating that moment from decades before, and my mind becomes very foggy. I feel like I'm moving in slow motion, like I'm on the moon. Wait, like I'm floating in water. That's right. We're in my friend's pool, swimming. There's music in the background. I can't quite make out what it is. I think it's the Beatles' Octopus's Garden, and we're imitating the gargling sound underwater. Yeah, I can see it now, but it hurts my eyes because of the chlorine, LP continued. He was now in a pleasant, trance-like state. I'm on waves, so many waves. It feels calm right now, but there's still a ripple around me. I can't tell if I'm in a boat or if I'm treading water. I just feel motion all around me, slowly tossing more and more. He paused, searching the backs of his eyes like they were a theatre of his mind. Go on, tell me about the waves. Try to think of where you are, Atman prodded. I thought I was at my friend's place, but now I'm somewhere else. Wait, it's a theme park, he said. His voice sounded lower, deeper now. I'm being tossed around by a giant wave-making machine, and I'm feeling like I'm losing control. The waves have taken over. LP was starting to look a little shaken, but continued, I'm trying to get my dad's attention, but he's focused on something else, someone else. My mom notices. They start yelling at each other. I start crying because I can't control what's happening, and I accidentally crap in the pool. Kids start screaming because they're seeing me make a mess. Someone finally grabs me and plucks me out of the water. She's one of the lifeguards. Even though she's saved me, she's yelling at me for going in too deep and for not wearing a life jacket, and for not being able to control myself. I'm ashamed, and I run off to the change room to get dressed, but all I can remember is those waves splashing over my face. Wave after wave after wave, LP kept repeating. He was almost falling asleep. I'm going to bring you out of your trance now, LP, Atman coached. Okay, LP said, sounding almost disappointed. After a few moments of quiet recovery, Atman finally spoke in his normal voice. Like all of us, you've obviously encountered quite a bit of trauma, especially when it comes to moments related to water, your parents, and even your friends. I'd tell you to stay away from water, but I know that's not the real issue. Drinking has become a substitute for these moments. As much as you wanted to enjoy yourself when you were with friends and family, you experience moments that took away from those good feelings. The good news is that music is also a substitution that you've used, and, believe it or not, music is also based on waves. But, in this case, sound waves. So the message for me would be to focus on music, then, and forget about the traumatic moments associated with them, LP said, before Atman could summarize his vision. Precisely, but don't overdo it. Moderate your behavior. Balance your life with other interests. Fill the gaps in your emotional state with things that you want to do or that you can act on right here, right now, Atman added with certainty. I feel better already, Doc, LP said enthusiastically. His trance-like state was beginning to wear off. Seriously, this has been a very cool experience. They spoke a while longer about the variations of themes and images that LP could recall, all the while listening to some of Atman's newer recordings of ambient guitar.